Listening 2. Personal Responsibility.
So, you're all ready to discuss this week's assignment, I hope. Individual responsibility. I'd like to start with our personal experiences and focus on home life. Naomi, would you like to begin?
Sure. Well, speaking for myself, I live with my parents, and so I think it's important to help out as much as possible. For example, I'm in charge of taking out the garbage and sorting all the bottles, papers, and plastic things for recycling.
How important do you think that obligation is?
Recycling? It's really important. I mean, my mom and dad don't really care, so that's why I do it all.
And Michael, how about you?
Oh, I help out around the house. I do the dishes after meals and wash the car every weekend on Saturday mornings. Those are my main responsibilities.
And you, Neil?
I have to look after my little sister when my parents aren't around. They both work. She's 7, so when I get back home, I usually make her dinner and help her with her homework, that kind of thing.
Maria, what are you responsible for at home?
I take care of our pets. We have 2 rabbits and a cat, and they are quite a lot of work.
So it seems as if you all feel responsible for helping out at home in some way. Okay, let's widen this out a little now and think a little more about parents and children. How many of you have parents who always want to know where you are? I see, quite a few. How do you feel about that, Maria?
Well, I know they worry about me when I go out. I guess that means they feel responsible for me, but I wish they would, you know, like, relax. They should just trust me to be sensible. They don't need to check up on me, where I go, or the friends I have, but they do. They phone me all the time when I'm out. It makes me really angry sometimes.
It's not always easy for parents, is it? Do any of you sometimes lie to your parents? Maybe tell your parents you're going to one place when in fact you go somewhere else? Neil?
Sometimes, yeah.
Can you give an example?
Well, I mean, they don't like me playing computer games at home, so sometimes I say I'm going to the park. When I really go to Jason's house and play games, I feel kind of guilty, but...
Why do you think your parents don't like you playing computer games, Neil?
They say they're too violent, you know? And they think there's too much bad language. All that.
Are they right?
Yeah, I guess so. But playing those games doesn't mean I become violent and use bad language all the time. They should trust me more. Trust me to be responsible. I'm old enough to make my own decisions.
How do the rest of you feel about that? So you want your parents to trust you to be responsible. Does age have something to do with it? The amount of responsibility your parents think is appropriate might depend on how old you are. Yes, Naomi?
Yes, I think that's right. But by the age of 16, you're old enough to know the difference between right and wrong.
Neil, do you agree with that?
Yes. I'd say around 15, 16, you should be responsible for what you do by then.
I don't agree at all.
Really, Maria? Why not?
You're still too young at 16. People can influence you in the wrong way. I know people who changed a lot in high school, in a bad way, because they met the wrong people, had the wrong friends. I think you have to be 20 before you're really responsible.
Michael?
I think you can be responsible from a much younger age. I mean, from the age of 5 or 6, your parents can teach you what is right and wrong, how to behave, how to respect other people, and not...